ICTO.com。
Let's pray together.
天上的恩主，何等大的福气，我们可以在这里安安静静的、充满喜乐的来敬拜、来赞美。
What a blessing that we can come before you, Lord, to worship you.
你真的是万王之王、万主之主。
You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
配得我们一切的敬拜和赞美。
Worthy of our praise and worship.
当我们弟兄姐妹同心合意的一起来敬拜赞美的时候，你就在我们的当中接受我们的敬拜。
When we worship you together in unison, then you're here to accept our worship.
当你的名在敬拜当中被高举的时候，仇敌就四散了。
When your name is lifted high amidst our worship, then the enemy scatters.
当你的名被高举的时候，就吸引我们的心来全然的归向你。
When your name is lifted high, then you attract our hearts to come before you.
感谢主，我们不是在这里孤孤单单的在这里敬拜，我们是跟众教会、全地的教会、天上的敬拜相互呼应的在一起的崇拜神。
We're not just here worship by ourselves, but we are worship together with all the churches and also all the heavenly beings.
我们在这主日的时间要快快的来到你的面前，来宣告十字架上已经得胜了。
We want to come quickly to proclaim that you have victory on the cross.
不管在这个世界上仇敌看起来是多么的猖狂，像吼叫的狮子一样，但是我们不再惧怕。
Even though the enemies are still like roaring lions in this world, but yet we're not afraid.
虽然仇敌试图用各种的方法试探我们、控告我们，但是我们可以靠着主的宝血得胜。
Even though the enemy tempts us with all kinds of tricks, but yet we can claim victory if through the Jesus blood.
我们今天靠着主，心中有充足的喜乐和平安。
We have plenty of of joy and peace through our Lord.
也求你从天上降下丰盛的恩典来啊，让我们心中在你的话语当中得力量。
So you shower us with your blessing so that we can gain strength from your words.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合一的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen. 好，我们当中的小朋友和青少年参加你们的教室。
Youth and children will join your classes.
我们继续以弗所书的系列啊，讲到今天是全副的军装。
We'll continue our series sermon on Ephesians, and we'll talk about the full armor of God today.
大家可以看看这张图哈，这个全副的军装是给谁穿的呢
？Now you can look at this picture and see the full armor of God. Who is it for?
是给上战场的勇士、精兵、战士们穿的。
It's for the warriors who's going on the battlefield.
小小的婴孩还没有长大的孩子们哈，他们没办法穿这套的军装。
Little babies or small children, they cannot wear this full armor.
胆怯退后的、不愿意参战的人也没办法穿这套军装。
Those who are scared and they don't want to shrink back, they cannot wear it either.
生病的、受伤的、需要休养、恢复健康之后才能够穿上这样的全副军装。
Those who are sick and wounded, they have to recuperate before they can wear this.
保罗特地用这个最后的末了的话提醒我们，是在这个属灵的征战当中，凡在战场上的人要被提醒，我们要穿上这一副全副的军装。
And Paul was using these final words to remind those people, those who are going to battlefield, they have to wear this full armor of God.
如果在战场上征战却没有穿上这一全套的军装的话，那是很危险的情况。
If you fight in the battlefield but do not wear this full armor of God, is very dangerous.
虽然在战场上有很多是第一次参战的新兵啊，但是不用惧怕啊，神已经给我们预备了全副的军装。
There may be many new soldiers on the battlefield, but do not be afraid because God has prepared this full armor of God.
那么按照神的方法，按照神的预备，穿戴整齐的时候，我们就可以有这样的把握，我们可以得胜。
If we wear this armor according to God's ways and God's methods, then we can.You don't have to be afraid.
以色列人打仗的时候哈，跟其他的民族打仗都很不大一样。
Even though when you fight in the battlefield, it's kind of different from how you would usually fight with other ethnicities.
在旧约的时候，以色列人啊，他们要上战场之前，祭司先出来啊，对他们讲说，不用惧怕，不用惊慌，不用胆怯， 因为耶和华与你们同在。
Before the Israelites fight in the battlefield, the priest would come out and say, "Do not be afraid, because God is with you."
然后官长出来讲话啊，你们当中如果谁建了房子还没有机会去居住的，可以回家不用参战的。
And then the commanders would come out and say, "Those of you who have not finished building your house at home, you can go back."
你们当中哪些人刚刚栽种了葡萄园，还没有机会收割葡萄，还没有享用那个葡萄酒的话，你们可以回去啊，去享用这一切的祝福。
And those of you who have just planted a vineyard and have not harvested yet, and you can go back and enjoy your wine.
你们当中谁娶了妻还没有迎娶的，你可以回去不用参战。
And for those of you who have a wife coming to be betrothed, and you can go back and marry her.
你们当中谁胆怯的，请你不要参战啊，因为你这种的胆怯软弱会影响你周围的人，你就回去好了。
And if you're scared, then you can go back, because if you keep on the battlefield, then you will be influencing others.
通常我们打仗的时候人对越多越好，对不对？
Usually when we say we fight a battle, the more people, the better.
但神的百姓打仗的时候，神生怕这些人好像太多了。
And but yet, when God's people were fighting a battle, God was afraid that there may be too many people.
因为这个征战的得胜的关键不取决于他们人多人少。
Because the key to success is not dependent on how many people there are.
因为神与他们同在，神使他们得胜。
Because God is with them, God is going to make them win.
所以神需要的参与征战的人不在于人多，而在于有坚定的信心，不惧怕，不胆怯，靠着神，支取神的能力而得胜。
So that the key to success is really dependent on the people having faith and dependent on God.
22,000人出来要跟米甸人征战，神说人太多了。
When there are 22,000 people who came out to fight with the Midianites, God said there are too many.
经过两轮的这个筛选，最后剩了300人去跟米甸大军去征战。
And after two rounds of getting rid of people, there are only 300 people left.
这样的征战得胜更能彰显上帝的荣耀，因为他们不是靠着人多势众。
And that kind of winning is actually can be even more exemplified God's glory because it's not depending on the number of people.
而是靠着与他们同在的啊，大有能力的耶和华神。
But it's dependent on the God who was with them.
所以这是这一段哈，保罗在讲说我们穿戴全副的军装，要擅长征战征战之前，他先要讲说，我有末了的话劝你们，你们要做刚强的人。
And so in this final words from Paul, he says, "Be strong in the Lord."
刚强的人，你知道你所面对的危险，你所面对的仇敌，你所知道要进入的情况，但是你依然选择。靠着主，靠着他的大能大力进入战场的人，这样的人是神所要拣选进入征战的人。
And those who are strong in Lord, we know who they are going to fight with, and even with that knowledge, they will still choose to depend on God and enter the battlefield, and that's the people God chose.
为了这样的人，神预备了全副的军装给我们参与征战。
For those people, God has prepared a full armor of God.
所以这是这一段哈，末了的话，保罗在提醒我们的第一件事情。我们是在一场的属灵征战当中，属灵征战是非常真实的。
And so the first thing that Paul reminded them that they are in a spiritual warfare, which was very real.
为什么我们要做刚强的人？
Why do we have to be strong in the Lord?
因为我们是在征战当中。
Because we're in a warfare.
为什么我们要穿戴全神所赐的全副军装？
Why do we have to wear full armor of God?
因为我们在征战当中。
Because we're in warfare.
魔鬼是真真实实存在的。
Satan exists.
魔鬼一时都没有停歇的试图来抵挡神的这个计划和旨意。
He has never stopped resisting God's plan.
当我们重生得救进入到神的国度的时候，我们就直接的面对魔鬼的攻击。
When we are born again entering the kingdom of God, that we face directly the attack of Satan.
与魔鬼的征战是每一天都在真真实实的发生的。
Every day that warfare with Satan happens.
危险何在？
Where is the danger?
危险不在于说仇敌太强大了。
It's not because the enemy is too strong.
危险在于说参与征战的人却没有意识到自己在征战当中。
The danger exists when you are in the warfare, but you didn't realize it is going on.
这是最危险的情况。
And that is the dangerous situation.
所以保罗用这个，特别是用这个末了的话，最后一段话，反复的提醒我们，我们不是在与属血气的征战，是与属灵的恶魔征战。
So that in the final words, Paul is reminding us we're not fighting with the flesh, but we are in a spiritual warfare.
我们所面对的敌人是很强大的，他是执政的、掌权的、掌辖幽暗世界的那个属灵的恶魔，是与他征战。
So we are fighting against the authorities, against the rulers, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
为什么要这样严肃地提醒大家，我们是在征战当中？
Why does he have to so seriously remind us that we are in warfare?
想想看，当初亚当夏娃刚被造的时候发生什么事情？
What happened when Adam and Eve were first created?
他们没有意识到，当他们被造放在伊甸园里的时候，马上就面临着仇敌的诱惑和攻击。
And they didn't realize in the Garden of Eden, they were immediately facing the enticement of the enemy.
创世纪第一章、第二章，这个讲的这个亚当夏娃的被造，世界的被造。
In chapter 1 and 2 of Genesis, it talks about the creation of the world and of Adam and Eve.
第三章的时候，魔鬼就出来了。
And in the third chapter, Satan appeared.
当亚当夏娃没有这样警醒去抵挡这个仇敌的谎言的时候，他们就犯罪跌倒。
Adam and Eve sinned when they were not vigilant enough to resist the temptation of Satan.
这就是最危险的。
And that was the most dangerous.
在这个世界当中
，in this world，
面对着仇敌的攻击
，face the attack of the enemy，
火箭随时的攻击他
，the arrows of fire was descending on them.
但是他却没有防备，没有去抵挡。
And yet they did not resist.
这是今天如果教会沉醉的话，基督徒沉醉的话，面临的最大的危险。
And that's the biggest danger for today when the church or Christians are sleeping.
没有一个基督徒可以免过的。
No Christian can escape.
没有一个教会不会受到仇敌的攻击的。
No church can escape it.
从外面、从里面各种的角度，魔鬼要找各样的方式、各种的机会去攻击属于神的教会。
From outside, from inside, Satan will find all kinds of opportunities to attack the church.
耶稣基督出来，他刚刚受洗之后发生的第一件事情是什么？
What was the thing that first happened when Jesus was baptized?
马太福音第四章、路加福音第四章都记载这件事情，就是耶稣被引入旷野接受魔鬼的试探。
Chapter 4 of Matthew and of Luke recorded the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness.
马可福音刚刚记载耶稣基督出来传教，进到会堂当中讲道的时候遇到什么？
And what did Mark 1 talk about Jesus facing when he entered in the synagogue?
遇到的就是那个被鬼附的人在会堂当中大声的喊叫来抵挡耶稣。
And he faced a person who is demon possessed to resist his teachings.
耶稣基督登山变相显出他在天国当中那个荣耀的形象之后，他下山以后发生的第一件事情是什么？
What was the first thing that happened right after Jesus was transfigured on the mountain and then he came back down?
就是遇到那个被鬼附的孩子，然后他的父亲带着这个孩子来求赶鬼求医治。
And he faced the father who brought his demon-possessed child to be healed.
大家知道约翰福音当中第一次提到魔鬼是在哪里吗？
Where was the first time that Satan was mentioned in the gospel?
是在第六章。
Chapter 6.
耶稣说这样一句话，他说我不是拣选你们十二个门徒吗？但你们中间有一个是魔鬼。
And he said that I did not choose the 12 disciples here, but one of you is the devil.
耶稣这话是指着加略人西门的儿子犹大说的，他本是十二个门徒里的一个，后来要卖耶稣的。
And I was talking referring to Judas, who later on is going to go betray Jesus.
即使是在耶稣基督的身边，他所拣选的最亲近的这十二个人当中，竟然有一位是被魔鬼所使用的人。
And even the 12 closest persons to Jesus, even then one of them was used by Satan.
如果亚当夏娃刚被造的时候就会面临魔鬼的诱惑，如果主耶稣基督出来，他不断的向我们显明他所遇到的哈这个没跟魔鬼之间的征战的话，你我会被免掉吗？会免除这样的征战吗？
If Adam and Eve would face the temptation of Satan immediately after they were created, and then also even Jesus was facing all kinds of temptations from the devil, how about you and I?
但是今天我们的教会，我们的弟兄姐妹需要被提醒的是，今天许多的人还在沉睡当中，没有意识到自己是在这种属灵的征战当中。
And you and I need to be reminded that oftentimes we are in a deep slumber and we are not realizing the attack of Satan.
表现在哪里？
Where is it manifested?
就是不祷告。
That we don't pray.
表现在哪里？
Where is it manifested?
就是祷告的时候也是不冷不热。
if we are lukewarm in our prayers,
表现在哪里？
Where is it manifested?
就是没有警醒，没有祷告去征战。
That we are not vigilant and pray.
当我们不明白我们是在征战当中的时候，我们就会觉得说，哎，昨天我不是撒的好种吗？怎么又长出败子来？
And then we will say, well, didn't I just sow some good seeds yesterday? Then how come it was just grown weeds?
当我们知道这是在属灵征战当中，我们有仇敌面对的时候，我们就没有什么觉得奇怪的，因为这是仇敌做的。
And then when we realize that we are facing the enemy, then we will realize that this is the working of the enemy.
昨天我不是建得好好的吗？哎，今天怎么好像拆掉了一块呢？
And we wonder, I didn't I build it yesterday? How come this is destroyed today?
当我们知道这是在属灵征战当中的时候，我们就不会以这样的事情为稀奇了。
When we realize that we are in a spiritual warfare, then we will not find it strange.
我们不会说这件事情发生是巧合，是我的运气不好，或者是我 lucky, 我运气比较好。
And then we'll realize that it's not a coincidence or it's not just bad luck.
如果你把这些事情看作你的运气不好，你也不会发生什么改变，你也不会防备啊，你也不会把这些事情放在心上，但是保罗提醒我们，不是的，这些的背后都是一场属灵征战交战的。
If we think it's just bad luck, then we would not put up any attempt to resist. But yet, Paul is reminding us that we are in a spiritual battle.
当我们没有被警觉提醒说我们不是在与人征战呢，不是与属血气的征战呢，不是那个人跟我故意捣鬼，不是说那个人被挪除了，我的问题就解决了。
When we realize that we're not just fighting a war with the flesh or with someone who's just trying to, you know, create trouble for us.
当我们意识到属灵征战当中的时候，我们也不会陷到一种自怨自哀的状态当中。
And then when we realize that we are in a spiritual battle, then we would not go into a mood of just kind of complaining to ourselves.
最近我遇到的事情都不顺利，哈，又生病，这个事情这个又做不成，是不是我自己出了问题？是不是我是一个坏人，不配得这些的恩典。
And then we'll realize that, oh, when I encounter all these bad things, that is it because I'm a bad person and just not doing so well?
当我们没有意识到我们在属灵征战当中的时候，我们的危险就是要么是怨恨自己，要么是怨恨别人，要么就是责备这个社会不公平。
And we didn't realize that we're in a spiritual battle, we will end up in a situation where we just blame ourselves, blame other people, or blame society.
我们也会到错误的地方去找答案。啊，人的问题是因为教育不好，让这些人受教育，这些人得了好的教育，这些问题就会得到解决，不是的。
Or we'll be looking for answers in the wrong places, and we say maybe we should have better education.
我们以为这个社会的问题就是贫穷的问题，如果大家都能够吃饱了，解决这个分配不公的问题，社会的问题就得到解决。
And we would think that, well, maybe it's just because of poverty and the wealth is not distributed evenly. So if we do that, then everything will be solved.
2024年又是美国的大选年
了。2024 is our election year.
政治的话题又很快地充斥在我们的谈话当中了。
All the political discussions will be filled in our conversation.
如果有人认为说，啊，这次如果共和党啊选上台哈，那事情就解决的话，那就把问题看得太简单。
If we think that if we elect a Republican Party, then everything will be solved, that would be too much simplified.
如果另外一部分人说，哎呀，千万不能让 Trump 再选为总统的话，他上来的话，问题就糟糕了。你也是把问题看得太简单。
And if some of the people think that, oh, we should never elect Trump again because that would be horrible, then you are also simplifying the matter.
在我们身边看到越来越多的人陷入到忧郁症的当中。
We see many of us around us fall into depression.
有些人觉得是这是他的身体出了问题，他身体里面这些的 chemical 是不平衡。
And they would think that their body has some problems because of a chemical imbalance.
有人从他过去的经历当中看他是不是受过什么心理创伤，这样的角度去发现问题。
And then they may think that because they have some trauma in the past.
所以有人觉得说，哦，这个人药啊，给他开合适的药，他吃对了药的话，他的问题就得到解决了。
And some would think that if I just take the right medicine, then all my problems will be solved.
有些人觉得说，哦，他的是不是环境中压力太大了，给他减减压，他的问题就会解决。
And some think that they have too much stress in the environment, that if you reduce the stress, we find.
我们不能否认啊，身体里面的状况、心理的创伤、环境的压力，会给人产生这种忧郁的状况啊，会有一些的贡献。
We cannot deny that there will be contributions from the environment, from our stress inside.That will contribute to some of that depression.
但是我们不要忽略属灵当中有一场征战。 仇敌就是要压制，仇敌就是让人陷入这种的忧郁，这种的自我毁灭的一种状况。
But we cannot neglect that there is spiritual warfare coming going on, that the enemy is trying to put us into that situation.
所以保罗一开始在讲末后的话的时候，反复告诉我们，我们是在征战当中，我们面对的是属灵的仇敌。
And so in the final words from Paul, he was constantly reminding us that we are in a spiritual warfare with the enemy.
这是我们常常经历的。
This is what we often experience.
特别是你站起来为主去征战传福音的时候。
Especially when you stand up to preach the gospel for the Lord.
你就直接面对这个魔鬼的攻击。
You will face directly the attack of Satan.
大家还记不记得今年一月份我们有一天是这个主日的时候是天气最冷的一天。
You remember in January that would be the coldest day?
那一天我们差点取消我们主日的崇拜聚会。
We nearly canceled the Sunday worship service.
那一天正是我们幸福小组传福音要开始之前的一周，我们要跟全教会的弟兄姐妹报告这件事情，要推动鼓励大家一起来参与的那一天。
And that was actually 1 week before we were going to start the happiness groups, and we were going to go ask everyone.To support this particular activity.
每一次我们要开始推动幸福小组的施工，传福音的施工的时候，这样的事情都会发生。
Every time when we're about to start the Happiness Group Ministry, something similar like that would always happen.
好好的一个家庭，突然呀，一个人要去参与传福音了，另外一个人就莫名其妙的坚决反对他去做。
And then there will be a family, one person would decide to participate in the ministry, but then another person in the family would firmly resist.
就是要开始的时候通工忽然这个得病了 COVID positive 了。
And then there will be coworkers suddenly COVID positive.
啊我们的前两周的这个实体的聚会啊就借着那个机会转到这个网络上开始。
And so we have to change the first 2 weeks of that particular in-person meeting into online.
当我们知道这是在属灵征战当中的时候，我们就不会以为这样的事情稀奇，而且我们做好准备，每一次都会有类似的事情发生。
And so, but if we realize that it's spiritual warfare, then we'll not find these happening strange, and then actually we'll be prepared.
但当我们靠主刚强站立的稳的时候，做我们能做的，其他的交给神的时候，我们就经历上帝的得胜。
But if we depend on God and stand firm, then we will be victorious in the Lord.
到上周为止，哈，我们前六周的幸福小组的聚会，我们已经带领10位朋友在网络的在实体的啊，接受耶稣基督做他们的救主。
In the last 6 weeks, we brought 10 people, be it online or in person, to come to the Lord.
还记得我们刚刚开始推动在我们教会里面幸福小组传福音的时候，有人就说：“哦，这像传销，我不参与。”
And then when we first started this ministry in the church, somebody would say, "This sounds like it's a multi-level marketing kind of thing. I'm not going to participate."
有人说：“哦，这是灵恩派教会推动的事情，我们不参与。”
And then some would say, "No, this is something kind of like promoted by a charismatic church, and I'm not going to participate."
弟兄姐妹，传福音是一场属灵的征战。
Brothers and sisters, to preach the gospel is spiritual warfare.
当我们去站在街上，站在十字路口上，为耶稣基督去举牌的时候，这是一场属灵的征战。
It is a spiritual warfare when we stand on the road to raise the sign for Jesus.
当我们开始凭着我们所有的机会。神摆放在我们面前的机会参与到跨文化宣教当中的时候，这是一场属灵的征战。
When we take the opportunity to do cross-cultural ministries, it is a spiritual warfare.
魔鬼的国和神的国之间产生了这样的对抗。
There will be fighting between the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God.
所以保罗说你们要站稳咯。
So Paul said, stand firm.
站稳的意思说你首先要站对了。
And first of all, you have to stand in the right place.
你是站在神的国这一边，还是站在魔鬼的国这一边？
Which side are you on? You on God's kingdom or you standing on Satan's kingdom?
你说我是跟随耶稣基督的人，我还会站在魔鬼那一边吗？
You said I'm someone who follows Jesus. How would I stand on the kingdom of Satan?
大家还记得彼得讲话被神骂的那件事？
You remember when Peter was kind of rebuked by Jesus?
当耶稣基督第一次向门徒讲说我要上十字架被钉死然后三天以后复活的时候彼得就说了你千万不可你不要上十字架。
And then when Jesus first mentioned to his disciples that he's going to go on the cross and die and then be resurrected 3 days later, then Peter said, no, you cannot do that.
耶稣对着彼得说撒旦退我后面去吧。
And Jesus said to Peter, Satan, stand behind me.
因为你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
Because you only follow the will of man and not the will of God.
当我们讲话，当我们的态度，当我们的回应，真的是听起来从人的角度很有道理的时候，哎，你要小心，要对照圣经的真理来看一下，有道理的话是不是符合真理的话。
When our actions and words seemingly is very reasonable according to man's standards, we have examined whether it fits with the word of God.
因为魔鬼甚至可以使用彼得讲话。
Because Satan can even use Peter to speak.
我们每一个人在神的家里面来评论各样的教会的施工的时候，一定要小心呢。
When we talk about the ministries of the church, we have to be careful.
你是站在哪一边？
Which side are you standing on?
你有站稳在神的国度这一边来替神讲话，为神征战吗？
Are you standing firm in God's kingdom and to speak for God?
所以是这保罗一开始要提醒我们，要注意哦，我们是在属灵征战当中啊，靠着主才能得胜。
And that's why in the final words of Paul, he was reminding us that we're in a spiritual warfare.
Tim Keller 啊，讲到这一段经文的时候，他做一个很有意思的比喻。
Tim Keller talked about this passage and he has a very interesting analogy.
他说以弗所书前半部啊是在讲如何建造教会。
In the first half of Ephesians, talk about how to build the church.
就像建一座新的建筑一样，他把蓝图啊、材料啊、建造的地点啊、建造的方式都讲好了。
So he talked about the blueprint and the material and the plan, all talked about it, how to build a church.
然后就派这批人出去去建造了。
And then he would send this group of people to build it.
但是建派他们出去之前，他说 ：“By the way 啊，跟你们讲一段末了的话。你们去建造这个建筑的那个地方呢，是敌占区哦。”
And then, but then before he said, "Final words. Well, the place that you're going to go build this building is an enemy-occupied territory."
所以当你们建造这个教会的时候，建造那个建筑物的时候，周围会有敌人随时来攻击你。
So when you're building this building, you have to be aware that there will be enemies attacking you.
我这是很关键的一个提醒。
And that's a key reminder.
这让参与建造教会的人时时的意识到啊，我们不光是建造本身，我们还是在征战当中。
So that the people will realize that we're not just building, we're also in warfare.
我们当知道啊，敌人就在我们的面前，我们就在征战当中。
We have to realize that the enemy is directly facing us, that we are in a warfare.
所以保罗除了提醒我们我们所面临的这个现实的危险之外，他还给我们解释我们面对的谁是我们的敌人，而且这个敌人到底有什么特点。
And also he's reminding us who are we fighting with and what are the characteristics of that person.
而且借着这一段告诉我们如何能够得胜，胜过仇敌。
And then also telling us how we're going to win over the enemy.
谁是我们的仇敌呢？
Who is our enemy?
就是属灵的恶魔。
And that is Satan in the spiritual realm.
他有三个特点。
He has three characteristics.
第一个，他是强大的。
He is powerful.
不要小看这个敌人哦。
Don't underestimate him.
如果你试着用自己的智慧能力，人多势众去对抗他的话，你是不行的。
If you're going to fight him with your own wisdom and your strength, then you're going to fail.
因为这一段称他们叫做什么呢？执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔。
He's talking about these rulers, authorities, power of this dark world, and also the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm.
他是有能力的。
He's powerful.
他是有权柄。
He has authority.
如果我们试着用自己的能力胜过仇敌的话，就好比什么呢？好比用我们的玩具手枪对抗坦克一样。
And so if we are fighting with him with our own strength, then we are like using a toy gun against a tank.
所以我们要意识到他是强大的敌人。
So he is a powerful enemy.
第二个我们要意识到他是狡猾的敌人。
Second, we realize he's cunning.
这里讲说我们穿戴神所赐全副军装要抵挡魔鬼的诡计，它是有诡计的。
So here is talking about we have to wear the full armor of God to be against the devil's schemes. So he has schemes.
这个魔鬼在地上已经好几千年了。
He has been here on earth for thousands of years.
他虽然这个试探人的诡计啊，这个诡计没有几招，但是他运用已经纯熟了。
Even though he has all these, you know, same schemes over and over, but yet he is.He knows them full well.
而且他能够抓住人的弱点啊，屡试不爽啊，他的这个诡计常常得逞的。
So he will seize on your weaknesses and so that his schemes will succeed.
魔鬼有什么特点？
What is his characteristic?
他就是个大骗子。
He is a big liar.
他是说谎人的父亲，他自己是说谎的人。
He is the father of all lies.
他的诡计就是要么去引诱我们犯罪，要么就是控告我们已经犯罪。
So his scheme is to tempt us to sin or to accuse us.
这是魔鬼的一个组合拳。
And that is his one-two punch.
这个打拳击的时候，这个第一拳出手的时候，往往是这个虚晃一枪。
And so when you fight boxing, then first one is kind of like a fake move.
不是用尽全力的攻击。
It's not using full strength.
但如果你这个回击不恰当的时候，他第二拳上来的时候，啊，这一拳是他使尽全力的哈，他要置你死地的一拳。
But then if you're not resisting properly in the first move, then the second move will be the fatal one to you.
所以 Tim Keller 给我们分析哈，他这个两个组合拳，前面这个诱惑我们犯罪，就像这个虚晃一枪。后面这个控告我们就像一个致命一击。
So Tim Keller was using an analogy. The first move is for Satan to tempt us to sin, and then the second one is accusing us of sinning.
大家回想一下，在我们犯罪之前，我们会听到什么样的声音
？And let's recall what before we sin, what kind of voice would we hear?
尤其是你明明知道这件事情不该做啊，你在那挣扎，你说到底做还是不做，在那挣扎的时候，你最后会听到一种声音。
And when you were kind of hesitating whether you should do something that you know is wrong, then you would hear often this voice.
他会告诉你说，没关系，做这一次没关系。
And then he would say, "Oh, it's okay, just do it once."
哎，你做了以后你再悔改，上帝会赦免你。
And you can do it, and then you repent, and then God will forgive you.
没什么了不起，大家都做，跟着做没事。
And then it's okay, everybody does it, so just do it.
这是魔鬼在引诱我们。降低那个犯罪的那种的危险性，把他讲的说很轻描淡写的告诉我们说没有什么了不起的，让我们容易去犯罪，这叫诱惑试探。
And that's how Satan tempts us to kind of reduce the seriousness of sin, and so to tell us that we can do it.
但一旦我们犯罪之后，一旦我们踏出那个行动，做了这件事情以后，又有另外一种声音会出
来。Yet once we did it and sinned, then another voice will come out.
你还是基督徒呢，你还做这样的事情，你配做基督徒吗
？You are Christian, you can do this. Are you worthy to be called a Christian?
你这已经不是第一次了，你反复做这样的事情，你真正得救了吗
？And you've done it not just once, but repeatedly. Are you really saved?
这就是魔鬼的诡计，魔鬼的控告。
And that is the schemes of Satan, his accusations.
保罗说，我们并非不晓得魔鬼的诡计。
Paul said, "It's not that we don't know his schemes."
魔鬼最怕我们仔细去读圣经，因为圣经里面已经把他这些诱惑人、控告人这些的事情都记得一清二楚。
Satan was most worried that we'll read the scripture because it was clearly recording how he would tempt people and accuse people.
我们可以靠着主的圣灵加给我们的力量，圣灵给我们及时的提醒，圣灵给我们的能力去抵挡魔鬼的试探，拒绝魔鬼的控告。
We can resist the temptation of Satan and his accusations with the strength coming from the Holy Spirit.
因为这个敌人魔鬼有第三个特点是，他虽然强大，他虽然狡猾，但他已经被打败了。
But the third characteristic of Satan is even though he is powerful and cunning, but he is already defeated.
圣经当中称他为吼叫的狮子，是面对一个吼叫的狮子你会惧怕的，但是他已经被链子捆住了。他已经被打败了，已经被捆锁的一个仇敌。
And even though he is a roaring lion, and when you face it, you will be scared. But actually, he is defeated and he is chained up.
耶稣基督在十字架上用他自己的死，已经败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
With the death on the cross, Jesus already defeated the one who controls death.
以前我们是被锁链捆绑，罪的锁链所捆绑，但耶稣基督的十字架已经断开了。所有罪恶的这个锁链
Even though we were chained before by the chains of sin, but because of Jesus' death, those chains are broken.
从前我们是被关在罪恶的监牢里面不得自由的人，但如今耶稣基督的十字架已经把监牢的大门打开，要愿意的你就可以走出来了。
Even though we were shut in the prison of sin, but because of Jesus' deathThat the door of the prison has been wide open. If you're willing to go out, you can.
这是神给我们的应许哦。故此，你们要顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
And that is the promise from God that you submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
在这个《天路历程》这本书里面啊，他描述了这样一幅的场景。
In the book Pilgrim's Progress, it describes this scenario.
当这个基督徒在行走天路的时候，有一站啊是要进到这个房间房子里面，但是呢，他却面对两个吼叫的狮子。
And there was a scene in which this pilgrim was going through this room, and there were two roaring lions in it.
哇，这两个狮子张牙舞爪，非常的这个凶恶，看起来非常的可怕。
And these roaring lions were just kind of like, you know, trying to get to the person, so it looked very scary.
这个天路客就止步不前，不敢往前走啊。
So this pilgrim kind of stopped in his tracks.
但屋里面出来这个人好说，向他喊着说，不要怕，你只要走在路中间的话。狮子是伤不到你的。
And then another person appeared and said, "Do not be afraid. If you walk in the middle, the lions cannot get to you."
他仔细一看，哎，果然这两个狮子呢是被锁链所捆锁住的。
And of course, he watched and saw that yes, the two lions were chained.
所以他就壮起胆子哈，小心翼翼地从这个道中间往前走。
So boldly he walked in the middle of the path.
果然他走近靠近狮子的时候，狮子很凶猛地就扑过来。
And then, of course, when he was nearing the lion was trying to get onto him.
狮子这个尖利的这个爪牙就试着要去抓他。
And then they were extending the paws to try to go scratch him.
但因为他走在路中间，哈，这个狮子的爪牙使尽全力来够他的时候，左边差半寸，右边差半寸。
But yet, when the lions were trying to reach him, they were missing by an inch.
这虽然是很可怕的一个狮子在他的面前，但是他被平安的。通过走进这个房。
So even though with the roaring lions, he can walk through this room peacefully.
所以保罗在前面一再的提醒我们，不要犯罪，犯罪你就会给魔鬼留地步，一偏左，一偏右，魔鬼的那个爪牙就会触摸到。
So that's why Paul was reminding us that do not sin, because otherwise, then you will be deviating to the left or the right, and Satan, the roaring lion, will get to you.
生气不可犯罪。不要含怒到日落啊。
In your anger, do not sin.
不要心怀苦毒。
Do not harbor bitterness.
不要让那个怨恨存在你的心中。你以为没什么了不起的话，如果你这样落到这样的地步的时候，就会给魔鬼抓住你的机会。
You let sin harbor in your heart and bitterness harbor in your heart, then it will leave an opportunity for Satan to reach you.
所以保罗说，我们征战得胜的第一步，站稳喽。
So the first step is to stand firm.
当我们站稳，站在神的救恩，站在神的恩典，站在神的救赎当中的时候，魔鬼拿我们一点办法都没有。
When we stand in his salvation, then there is nothing that the enemy can do to us.
接下来保罗讲了，我们如何能够得胜呢？
And then next, Paul talks about how we will win.
我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
We need to put on the full armor of God.
注意保罗的用词啊、
Let's pay attention to the words he used.
这个军装是人做的吗？不是，是上帝预备的，是上帝要赐给我们的全副军装。
It's not built by man, it's given by God.
上帝知道战场上我们最需要什么。
God knows what we need the most on the battlefield.
上帝知道我们面对仇敌，他攻击我们的方法和诡计是什么。
God knows the ways that Satan would attack us with his schemes.
主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他亲身经历过魔鬼的试探，所以他知道。
Jesus himself experienced firsthand the attack of Satan, so he knew.
所以为我们量身定制哈这一套的全副军装，只要我们穿上，魔鬼就打我们一番。
So God has custom made this full armor for us. So if we put it on, then Satan would not be able to attack us.
神赐给我们全副军装，但是神没有代替我们去打仗。
God has given us the full armor of God, but He didn't let us not go to battle.
神应许我们与我们同在，但是我们要去征战吗？
God promised He will be with us, but yet we need to go fight.
就像以色列人进迦南地一样，神说你们脚掌所踏的都赐给你们，但是约书亚要带着人去脚，用脚去走啊，用脚去踏。
God has promised Israelites that wherever you step on, that land will belong to you, but yet.Joshua has to lead the Israelites to go fight.
是，摩西在山上祷告的时候，约书亚在底下就得胜。但是摩西在祷告的同时，约书亚要出去征战。
And yes, it's true that when Moses prayed on top of the mountain that the Israelites would win, but yet at the same time, Joshua has to lead the Israelites to fight down below.
所以这是神借着我们得胜的方法，神使我们得胜，神给我们预备全副军装，但神是差派你我去参与征战。
Yes, God has prepared us the full armor of God, but yet that's the way God planned for us is to fight in that battle.
第二个，我们注意这是军装哦。
Second, we need to pay attention that it is an armor.
不打仗的时候不会穿军装。
When you're not fighting, you will not wear it.
然而上战场的话，你就一定要穿上军装，否则的话你就危险。
But yet, when you're on the battlefield, you must put it on, otherwise it will be dangerous.
啊，穿上这个军装是用来抵挡仇敌的。
Putting on the armor is to resist the enemy.
再有啊，注意，这叫全副军装哦，一件不可缺少。
And here is about the full armor of God. You cannot lack one piece.
不能只穿上一样，丢了其他的几样。
You cannot put on one piece and ignore the others.
如果不穿全副军装的话，还是无法抵挡仇敌。
If you do not put on the full armor of God, then you cannot resist the enemy.
所以这一段啊，我们会分两次仔细的跟大家讲啊，这六样的全副军装。
And we'll divide this into two times, and then we'll talk about these six pieces of armor.
大家都要记在心中哦。
You have to remember in your heart.
你只有知道这些军装，你才能把它穿得好，对不对
？You need to know them, and then you can put them on.
第一样是什么
？What is the first one?
真理的腰带。
The belt of truth.
第二个是公义的护心镜。
The second breastplate of righteousness.
第三个是福音的鞋子。
A third is the shoes of peace.
这是我们今天要仔细去讲的。
And we'll talk about these three today.
先把它记在心中。
Remember in our hearts.
我们一起来念一下好不好
？We can read together.
第一样是什么？真理的腰带，第二样是什么？公义的护心镜，第三样是福音的鞋子。好，还有三样哈，都很好记的哈。
And then the three others.
第四样是信德的藤牌。
Fourth, the shield of faith.
第五样是救恩的头盔。
Helmet of salvation.
还有一样叫圣灵的宝镜。
Sword of the Spirit.
好，我们复习一下，第一样叫什么？真理的腰带，公义的护心镜，福音的鞋子，信德的藤牌，救恩的圣灵的宝戒指啊，我们都可以背下来的。
但是
讲完这六样以后呢，保罗特别强调这件事，这是我们不可忘记的。
And after these six things, and then Paul reminded them that something we should not forget.
他在这里强调祷告。
He emphasized prayer.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
穿好这全副军装以后怎么打仗
?After you put on the full armor of God, how do you fight?
是靠着祷告去打仗。
Through prayer to fight.
随时祷告。
Pray all times.
你想说不停的祷告。
Non-stop.
早晨起来就开始祷告了。
Morning wakes up.
你没有起来没有关系这个诗篇里有讲你可以躺在床上侧身去祷告。
You can get up, the psalm told us that you can actually lie in bed and pray.
走在路上你可以祷告。
When you're walking, you can pray.
开车这个遇到红绿灯停下你可以祷告。
When you're driving and the red light, you can stop and pray.
以前有个弟兄在他车上放一个标记。
There's a brother who hangs a sign on in his car.
把一些名字写在上。
And run down some names.
每次遇到红绿灯一停就提醒他看看这些名字，为他们代祷。
And whenever we see a red light, we look at the names and pray for that person.
晚上睡觉之前，最后一句话讲给神，向神去祷告。
And then when he's sleeping above his fall asleep, the last word will be to God.
这是随时祷告，还有多方祷告。
And pray on all occasions and also pray for all kinds of prayers and requests.
各种各样的祷告。
All kinds of prayers.
感谢的祷告。
Thanksgiving prayers.
赞美的祷告。
A praise.
认罪的祷告。
Repentance.
代求的祷告。为自己的祈求
and always
宣告神的话语的祷告
to pray, to proclaim God's words,
导读经文的祷告
and then also pray scripture verses,
征战的祷告
a fight, a battle of a warfare,
这叫多方各种各样的祷告
that means in all kinds of prayers,
为谁的祷告
for whom,
为众圣徒祈求
for all the Lord's people,
有没有这个习惯把我们教会的通讯录拿出来到这上面的名字一个一个祷告下来
You have the habit of taking out our directory and then you can pray for those names one by one.
今天遇到的每一个人，遇到的时候想起为他祷告。
And when you think of some person, pray for that person.
我们有祷告的这个组群，发出来的事情马上为他祷告。
We have this prayer chat groups, so whenever items come out, you can pray for that.
然后保罗说，也要为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者。并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
And Paul said, Paul, pray also for me that whenever I speak, words will be given me so that I will be fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare fearlessly as I should.
这里所讲的事情都是保罗已经有的，而且他正在做的事情。
And these are all talking about things that Paul already has and is continuous doing.
保罗已经很有口才了，但是他要以弗所教会说。你们祷告让我再得着口才。
And Paul already has the skill of speaking, but yet he's still reminding the church to pray for him for that.
保罗已经在放胆了，不光是在这个耶路撒冷安提阿教会，还是走到各个地方，他都在放胆的宣讲神的福音。
Paul is already fiercely preaching the gospel in Jerusalem, in Antioch, and in other places.
但是他还是让弟兄姐妹，让教会为他能够放胆传讲来祷告。
But yet he still continued to ask the church to pray that he would continue to fiercely preach.
这是认识属灵征战，认识神的保罗。
And this is a Paul that understands the spiritual warfare.
这也是我们当效法的榜样。
And someone who we should copy.
就是这个祷告征战是每一天的事情。
Because the prayer is an everyday thing.
不因为你昨天得胜了，今天就会自然得胜的哦。
It's not because you had a victorious yesterday, then today you will continue to be victorious.
昨天的征战已经过去了，今天又面临着新的征战，所以依然需要祷告。
The warfare of yesterday has passed, but today you're facing a new warfare, so you will continue to fight.
敌人最怕的也就是这一点。
And that's what the enemy feared the most.
魔鬼最怕的就是弟兄姐妹聚在一起，奉着耶稣的名在那里同心祷告。
Satan fear the most is what Christians get together to pray in the name of Jesus.
就是这个曹传强牧师哈，这个上个星期被放出来。
Pastor 曹传强 was released last week.
被判了七年徒刑了，在大陆，七年刑满被放出来。
And after 7 years of imprisonment, he was released.
他被放出来以后，就很快的通过网络跟弟兄姐妹分享他的见证。
And right after his release, he quickly used the web to share his experience with brothers and sisters.
有一件事情，他就分享他如何在监狱当中去祷告。
And then he talked about how, when he prayed in prison.
这是他分享的第一件事情。他跟我们分享说，在那个黑暗的情况下，那个祷告是何等的关键，让他能够靠主喜乐。
And so he said that was a key thing for him that he continued to be joyful in prison.
他也向我们做见证，仇敌。那些关押他的人是何等的惧怕他的祷告。
And he also talked about those people who imprisoned him, they feared the most was his prayer.
在这七年当中啊，他的妈妈给他写了90封信。
In 7 years, his mom had written him 90 letters.
但他只收到31封信。
He only received 31.
他被放出来的时候，他只知道哦，还有90封信呢。
And then when he was released, and he realized that there are 90 letters.
所以他就问说，为什么这些其他的信不给他呢？
And then he was asking, how come these letters were not given him?
得到的回应说，凡是信里面提到祷告的事情，就不给他。
And he was told that any time a letter mentioned about prayer, then the letter would not be given to him.
白天他只要醒着，就有人监视他，在监狱里。
And then when he was awake in the daytime, there would be people supporting him.
白天三个人守着他啊，不许让他跟别人讲话，不许他祷告。
And then three people were watching him and not letting him pray.
晚上还有一个人坐在他的床边，就看着他，不让他祷告。
And then at night there was one person sitting right next to his bed to watch him to make sure he doesn't pray.
他说很奇妙，他在监牢里面也没有钟啊，每天早晨4-5点钟他一定醒。
And then he was finding it strange that even though they have no clocks in the prison, that yet he would wake up.Around 4 a.m. each morning.
他醒了以后，他就侧过身，躺在那里。
And then when he wakes up, he will just turn around and then start praying.
2023年5月7号是疫情之后，他妈妈第一次来看他。
In May 7th on 2023, after the pandemic, that was the first time his mom visited him.
他妈妈看他哈，隔着这个玻璃，然后打那种电话，监狱里的电话，跟他讲话。
So through the glass in the prison, the mom was talking to him on the phone.
刚刚讲三分钟。
Three minutes.
然后他妈妈就提到一件事儿。
And then his mom mentioned one thing.
他说某某人在为你祷告。
So and so was praying for you.
旁边监听的人听到这件话以后，马上就把他的这个电话先取掉。
And those people who were listening in immediately cut the connection.
哇，他妈妈是赶了二十个小时的火车，专程来看他的儿子，但只给他讲话。
His mom took the train for 20 hours, but yet she would only talk to her son for 3 minutes.
你就知道仇敌是何等的惧怕基督徒的祷告。
Now you know how the enemy fears our prayers.
何等的惧怕弟兄姐妹能够同心合意的一口一心照着神的旨意的祷告。
How the enemy fears when we are united in prayers.
所以我们要站稳了，为什么要站稳了？
So we need to stand firm and why?
因为征战不是靠我们，是靠神。
Because when we fight, it's not because of ourselves, but because of God.
我们站稳了，靠着神的名，奉着神的名去祷告的时候，仇敌就会四散，就会跑走。
When we stand firm and pray in the name of Jesus, then the enemy will scatter.
我们站在神的恩典当中，站在神的恩典的护庇当中，奉着名去祷告。
When we stand in His grace and pray in His name,
因为我们知道是靠着主。靠着神的大能大力，靠着主的恩典，我们能够得胜。
We know that we can be victorious through His grace and strength.
要站稳。
We need to stand firm.
不要站错地方。
So that we would not stand in the way of sin.
不从恶人的计谋，不站坐罪人的道路，不坐信慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想这人便为有。
Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers.Whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who meditates on the Lord day and night.
六件全副军装都是靠着站稳了以后才穿戴上去。
All six pieces of God's armor, you have to stand firm and then you put them on.
这六件全副军装是靠着祷告我们才能够穿上去。
And through prayers, only then can you put on the full armor.
用真理当作带子束腰。
With a belt of truth buckled around your waist.
在这个战士的铠甲的里面，他是穿着这个衣服的。
And out, inside the armor of God, there are clothes that you're wearing.
就那个时代的衣服是很宽松的哈，这个松松垮垮的一个袍子罩在上面。
And so in those times, the clothing is kind of loose and kind of hanging your body.
有内袍有外袍哈，是这样松松垮垮，所以要用一个带子把它束紧了。
So you have this inner robe and outer robe that are very loose, and you need to a belt to kind of put them on.
系上带子，它才有力量。
Only when you put on that belt, then will you be strengthened.
其实这是真理的作用。
And that is the use of the truth.
主耶稣基督面对仇敌的这个试探，耶稣三次都是用真理的话、圣经的话来抵挡，魔鬼就没办法。
When Jesus faced the temptation of Satan, three times he was using the truth.
亚当夏娃之所以面对试探站立不住，就是他没有把握神的话讲准。
And the reason that Adam and Eve failed on the temptation of Satan is because they have not heard accurately the word of God.
但主耶稣基督每次面对仇敌的时候都说：“经上记着说，经上记着说，经上记着说，圣经是这样讲的。”当你原原本本的把神的话那个真理的道宣告出来的时候，魔鬼就没有办法。这叫真理的腰带。
And so every time when Jesus faced temptation, he would say, it was recorded in the scripture, it was recorded in the scripture, and then the enemy would fail.
我们不仅可以宣告出真理来，而且能够在我们生命当中活出真理的样式。
Not only do we have to proclaim the truth, we also have to live out the truth.
把这些真理藏，深深地藏在我们的心中。
And we need to have the truth deep inside us.
为什么我们坚持用幸福小组的方式去传福音
？Why do we insist that we use the happiness group to preach the gospel？
哪怕当中啊，这次聚会只有一两个福音朋友在当中，我们也竭力的向他们去传福音做见证。
Even though we may only have one or two non-seekers, one or two seekers, we will still continue to use this method to preach the gospel to them.
因为我们知道神愿万人得救，不愿一人沉。
Because we know that God wants to save everyone.
因为我们知道这个大牧羊人即使是一百只羊当中有一只迷失了，他也会去放下九十九只去寻找那迷失的一只羊把它找回来。
Because we know the great shepherd would seek a lost sheep even though we would have 99 sheep left behind.
为什么我们要站在人的面前，站在十字路口上为耶稣基督去举牌？
Why do we have stand in the intersection to raise the sign for Jesus?
因为我们知道当主耶稣基督的名被高举的时候，就会吸引万人来归向。
Because what we know that when the name of God is raised high, it will attract many to him.
当我们纪念主的受难，主的复活的时候，当我们知道耶稣基督为你我钉十字架的时候，我们就去为他去举牌，让更多的人能够知道。
So when Jesus died for us on the cross, then we will raise the sign for Jesus so that more will come to him.
为什么我们要跑那么远的路，要去做跨文化的宣教呢？
Why do we have to go a long distance to do cross-cultural ministry?
因为主吩咐我们，你们去，使万民做我的门徒。
Because Jesus told us to go to make disciples of all nations.
主没有单单讲说，你们去，只使中国人做我的门徒。
Jesus didn't say just go and make Chinese to be my disciples.
所以我们这样做是奉着主的差遣，主的吩咐去行的。
Because then we're doing it according to the commandment.
为什么我们的费钱费力看起来好像十年几十年没有太大的果效，我们依然要去宣教到这个其他民族当中？
Why do we have spent so much money and resources and spent a decade to preach the gospel in these other nations?
因为主说当圣灵降在你们身上，你们就要在耶路撒冷和犹大全地和撒玛利亚和地极为我去做证。
Because Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit descended on you, then you will go to Jerusalem, to Judah, to Samaria, and to all nations to preach the gospel.
如果两百多年前马里逊、戴德生这些人只向英国人传福音的话，今天你我还在黑暗呢。
And if a few hundred years ago, when these missionaries like Hudson Taylor, and if they would only preach to the British English people, then you and I would still be in darkness.
为什么在复活节那一天下午，我们全教会都要动员起来，要向这个社区去做见证、传福音呢
？Why did we have to be a whole church engaged in this Easter activity on the Sunday afternoon to our community？
因为我知道我们的教会是神手中的金灯台。
Because we know that our church is the golden lampstand in God's eyes。
就是要在神把我们摆放的地方为主去发光。
So that we will shine forth in the place where God has put us.
因为我们是世上的光，是世上的盐。
We are the salt and light of this world.
我们是光就要发光，是盐就产生影响力。
If we want to be a light, we need to shine forth. If we want to be salt, then we need to have that faith.
把这些话藏记在心。
So we need to bury these words in our hearts.
这是真理的道，圣经的话是我们的征战能力的出发点，是我们的腰带。
So the truth is the belt that girds our strength.
第二件是公义当作护心镜。
Second is the breastplate of righteousness.
这个护心镜不是只是心的这一块。
So this breastplate is not just one piece protecting the heart.
是整个这个战士前胸啊穿戴的这个铠甲。
Is the full breastplate.In front of the warrior,
是用来保护我们的
to protect us.
那当然，我们是靠着耶稣基督的义哈，靠着他的义站在这个被神所悦纳的地位上。
And it's because of Jesus' righteousness that we can stand in the place of righteousness.
我们得救不是靠自己的好行为，得救是靠着耶稣基督所行的义来赐给我们作为礼物，我们支取耶稣基督的义可以得救。
So we are saved not because of our own good behavior, it's because of Jesus' righteousness.
但同时哈，当我们穿上这个公义的护心镜的时候，代表我们要行出公义来。
But yet when we say we put on the breastplate of righteousness, that means we need to act righteously.
对于我们教会有一批的同工哈，很仔细的在看我们教会当怎样去做事啊，怎样去筹款啊，怎么去管理财务啊，这些事情哈。不给仇敌留下任何的破口去攻击我们，这是好。
So when our co-workers look at how we do things and manage things systematically, those are all good things so that Satan will not have a way to attack us.
不光在神的面前我们有坦然无惧的心啊，同时在社会在众人面前在社区的面前让人挑不出我们的毛病，我们是按照义的原则去行事的。
So we have to act righteously, not just in front of God, but also in front of others, in front of society, so that there will be no way for us to be attacked.
有一段时间我们听到在国内他们拆教堂啊，拆十字架啊，这个很多上千万的建筑教堂建筑都被拆毁。
And earlier we heard that the churches and the crosses have been demolished in China.
当然我们知道这是对基督徒的一种的打压，一种的逼迫。
We know that some form of persecution to Christians.
但你知道政府去拆这些建筑的时候他们是以什么名义吗？
Do you know what kind of excuses the government was using when they demolished these buildings and crosses?
他们说这些是违章建筑。
They are saying that these are against regulations.
本来批给你这样一块地，结果你做成两倍大的那么大的建筑啊，这是违章建筑，所以他们给拆掉了。
They will say, when we give you this land, you kind of build twice the size of what you're supposed to build, so that's why they are demolished.
那教会会讲说这不公平啊。
And church would say, that's not fair.
因为在这个城市里面不光我们这个教堂是违章建筑，好多是违章建筑，你们为什么不拆他们的就拆我们的。
And they would say, well, there are a lot of other people who are kind of building against regulations. How come you are not demolishing their buildings?
这很明显这是宗教上的逼迫。
And obviously it's a religious persecution.
但是教会也留下了破口，让政府有机会用这种的借口去拆他们。
And yet the church also has a gap, and so consequently that leaves an excuse for the fact.
我们是在征战当中。
We are in warfare.
不要给他们留破口。
Do not leave a gap.
我们不留破口不等于说我们就不会面临逼迫。
If we don't leave a gap, it doesn't mean that we won't be attacked.
但是我们真的是教会要警醒祷告。
And yet we need to be vigilant in prayer.
让我们所做的事情啊，我们常常检查我们自己，不要做那些违法违规的事情。
That we need to examine ourselves that we do not do things that are against rules and regulations.
第三个，福音的鞋子。
Third, the shoes of peace.
啊，鞋子有各种各样的鞋子，各种各样功能的鞋子。
There are all many kinds of shoes with different functions.
有些鞋子穿起来就是为了漂亮。
Some are just to make you look pretty.
有些鞋子穿上为了显高一点。
Some so that you can look taller.
在这里讲的这个鞋子的功能就是为了走路的鞋子。
And these shoes are for walking.
当你穿上走路的鞋子的时候，你穿的要合脚哦。
When you put on shoes for walking, it has to be fitted.
合适，你这样才可以走路走得比较长，走得比较远，走得比较稳。
So only when they're fitted can you walk far and also be steady.
所以我们每一个基督徒都有传福音的责任，但是你要选好你自己，合适你的鞋子穿上。去预备走那条路。
Everyone has responsibility for preaching the gospel, but you need to put on shoes that are fitting.
Billy Graham, 葛培里牧师的鞋子别人都穿不了。
The shoes of Billy Graham, others cannot wear.
哇，他往那个这个聚会场一站啊，成千上万的人向他们去讲福音。
And he would go to a stadium and preach the gospel to tens of thousands of people.
但你我都有合适我们自己走路的鞋子。
But yet you and I have shoes that are fit for us.
我们每个人都有这样的机会，都有那个责任来为主去做见证。
We have the opportunity and responsibility to preach the gospel for Jesus.
那我作为牧师哈，我这个鞋子很适合我来穿。
I'm a pastor and I have these shoes that fit for me.
而且对于我来讲，向陌生人传福音一点都不困难。
So for me to preach the gospel to strangers is not difficult.
在旅行当中啊，在这些遇到陌生人的时候，第一次谈话的时候，我很容易就可以找到机会向他们去做见证。
When I encounter strangers, I will find opportunities to preach the gospel.
路上遇到人，我就问，比如说你从哪里来呀？
And I'll ask, where are you from?
然后就会问说你做什么的？
What do you do?
然后当他问我说我做什么的时候，我就可以有机会向他谈。
And when he asks, what do I do? Then I will have opportunity to preach the gospel.
我是做牧师的。
I'm a pastor.
那我怎么从这个以前是读书变成这个基督徒，怎么做了牧师哈，我就可以，只要他愿意听，我就可以给他讲很多。
And then I will tell him how I studied before, and then how I become a pastor, and then I'll tell him all these things.
这次我去泰国哈，整整围着地球转了一圈。
This time when I went to Thailand, I actually go around the globe.
我们先飞到中东哈，飞到泰国，然后在韩国，然后回到美国。
And I would fly to the Middle East, and then go to Thailand, and then to Korea, and then back to
Europe. 那我飞到这个阿联酋的这个阿布达比的时候，在那转机。
And I was transferring in Abu Dhabi.
结果在转机中间有两三个小时哈，我们从一个出口到另外一个出口，还要走一段的路。
And there will be 2-3 hours of transfer, and then that I will be going from one terminal to another terminal.
哎，这时候就遇到一个从北京来的一个妈妈。
And I encountered this mom from Beijing.
她女儿在美国读书，然后她也是坐这班飞机，但是她飞回北京啊，在阿布达比转机。
And she was transferring also in Abu Dhabi and going back to Beijing.
看得出她很紧张，因为她当然不懂阿拉伯语，也不懂英语啊，所以转机的时候一个人她很紧张。
So he was kind of nervous because he doesn't know English, and so he was kind of transferring by himself.
所以我就帮他哈、啊、找他的这个登机口啊，哎很好，跟我的那个就挨在一起。
And then I was helping her to find the gate that she's supposed to go to. It happens to be quite close to mine.
所以两三个小时当中，他就开始问你是做什么。
And then in those 2-3 hours, he started asking me, "What do you do?"
从那开始感谢主啊，神也在预备他的心。那两三个小时当中，他不停地在问问题，怎么信的耶稣？我为什么要信耶稣？为什么要做牧师啊？感谢主啊，就有机会为他去做。
So praise God that she constantly asked questions. How do you become a Christian? Why do you become a Christian? So I was able to tell him my experience.
预备很重要。
It's important to be ready.
我们做了六次的幸福小组，我们当中大部分的弟兄姐妹经过的时候，都会在做预备的工作。
We've gone through 6 times with happiness groups. Every time we'll be doing the work of preparation.
每个参与的弟兄姐妹都要预备自己的见证。
Every brother and sister who participate has to prepare their testimony.
每个弟兄姐妹都尝试着去向人去传福音。
Everyone will try to preach the gospel.
当有这样的机会打开给你的时候，给你15分钟，给你3个小时，让你怎么向别人去传福音，你会不会把握这个机会向别人做见证呢？
If you were given an opportunity for 15 minutes or 3 hours, and would you go preach the gospel to a person?
要预备。
You have to be ready.
穿好你的福音的鞋，最适合你的方式，去走这条的道路，随走随传，为主去做见证。
Put on the shoes that are most fitting for you to be ready to walk on that road of preaching the gospel.
这是彼得提醒我们的哈，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由的时候，就要常做准备。以温柔敬畏的心回答。
And Peter reminds us that in your hearts, you hear Christ as Lord, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have to do this with gentleness and respect.
祷告当中预备。
Prepare yourselves in prayer.
穿好你福音的鞋子。
Put on your shoes of the gospel of peace.
为主去走那条公义的道。
To walk on the path of righteousness for the Lord.
我们还会继续哈来去思想。这六件全副的军装。
We'll continue to think about these 6 pieces of the armor of God.
神已经把全副军装赐给我们了。
God has given us the full armor.
我们现在要做的是要穿上这全副的军装，就能在征战当中抵挡仇敌，成就一切，而且能站立得住。
As long as we put on the full armor of God, we can fight and win.
今天我们学了三样。
Today we learn 3.
第一个是真理的腰带，第二个是公义的护心镜，第三个是福音的鞋子。感谢主。我们下一次再讲信德的藤牌、救恩的头盔和圣灵的宝剑。
And next time we'll talk about the other 3 pieces of full armor.
马里兰福音教会是一个独立的教会，但不是一个孤单的教会。
MGC is an independent church, but it's not a lonely church.
在大华五地区，我们跟众教会一起联合来高举耶稣基督的名。
In the greater Washington area, we together with other churches lift high the name of Jesus.
我们跟世界各地的宣教士、宣教机构联合，组成耶稣基督的联军，为主去得胜。
And together with all the other missionaries in the world, that we become a united army for God.
每次看到那些宣教士的时候，就觉得他们像特种部队。
And every time we see these missionaries, we think they're the special operations people.
他们是抢占滩头的那一批的特种部队。
They're the special army that would go on to establish a beachhead.
当他们进入到一个民族当中，建立了一个小小的教会，建立了一个以耶稣基督的名聚集的这一群人的时候，那是一个滩头阵地已经得到的一个记号。
Whenever they go to a country and establish a local church, with the local people is a beachhead that has been established.
我们这些的后援部队大部队千万不能把前头部队搁在那里不管。
Those of us who are in the back cannot leave those in the front line abandoned.
不要让他们孤军奋战。
Do not let them fight alone.
不要让他们打到弹尽粮绝了没有办法了退回来。
And do not let them be exhausting their ammunition.
因为马里兰福音教会和世人众教会一起我们是整个耶稣基督国度中的一个军队。
Because together with other churches, we are part of that army.
认准一个目标。
Focus on your
为基督的国度而战。
To fight for the kingdom of God.
为基督的荣耀而战。
To fight for the glory of God.
把神给我们的资源、金钱、祷告、人力、短宣都摆上，我们跟众教会一起来同心合意，为的是要荣耀主。
So we put on all our resources and our people and our prayers so that we can fight together with other churches.
这是我们的机会。
This is our opportunity. Do not miss it.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，你派你的儿子耶稣基督成了我们救恩的元帅。
Our Heavenly Father, you have sent your Son Jesus to be the commander of our army.
他孤身一人上了十字架。
He alone went on the cross.
但是他一个人就成就了这救恩的得胜。
Yet, one only by himself, he has accomplished the salvation.
今天实际上我们不是在去打这个得胜的仗。
We are no longer fighting this battle.
而是去支取这个得胜。
But yet, to derive from this victory.
因为耶稣基督已经得胜魔鬼，得胜仇敌，得胜死亡。
Because Jesus has already conquered and already defeated the enemy.
今天我们跟随着救恩的元帅，不断的夸胜，不断的支取着胜利的果效。
Today we continue to derive from this victory of our commander.
谢谢你给我们这样的机会。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity.
谢谢你在传福音的当中，在宣教的当中。在为主做见证的当中，我们可以有依然有这样的机会去参与。
So that we have opportunity to participate in bearing the to preaching the gospel.
求你的灵继续来激励我们的教会，让我们同心协意的一起站立起来，而且站立的稳。
May the Spirit continue to encourage us to stand firm.
为主去征战。
To fight for the Lord.
支取神已经给我们的得胜。
Derive from the victory of God.
也跟主一起来同享那永远的荣耀。
And to enjoy the eternal glory.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. 我们一起来。